Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my Heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. So beautiful is Jesus' promise, he be with us. But it's important if to keep this mutual love. With two or three united in his name, you'll be in our midst. That means when we love with the love of Jesus for one another. It's a simple way, but of course it's a very difficult way, because you have to die of yourself. You have to lose yourself. We always keep our old self very strongly. St. Paul says, let us every day put out our old self and put in the new self. The new self, the new face of Christ. Christ is with us. He stays with us. So let us be always faithful to follow him. I know that today is my anniversary of ordination, so please say a prayer for me to thank the Lord for the past 48 years that I could be faithful towards Christ.